Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 19th of September. The US rate cutting cycle has begun, and with a 50 basis point reduction, which is normally reserved for times of economic emergency. While, inevitably, partisan politics has claimed the United States economy is in dire straits, it has full employment, near enough, low inflation, rising real wages, and respectable levels of consumption. There is no public evidence of an economic emergency, and it's not especially plausible to claim that US Federal Reserve Chair Powell knows something economists and investors do not know. The press conference was proof of that. The risk that this was seen as a panicked measure was probably contained by the dissent of a Fed governor, for the first time in 19 years. Dissent is part of the theatre of the Fed, and this may be a deliberate messaging strategy. It's worth pausing to reflect what the US tightening cycle has actually accomplished. A very large part of the increase in inflation that took place from 2021 would have been reversed, whether the Fed had raised rates or not. The transitory inflation had turned to deflation before the Fed had even finished its rate hike cycle. Energy prices are largely unresponsive to higher rates. Profit-led inflation is the one area where the Fed may have had some effect. And, of course, the Fed's policy has also made inflation worse. The housing inflation, both real and fantasy, can be in part attributed to Fed policy. Of course, rates could not stay at the levels of 2021, but the soft economic landing is due to the middle class of the United States, not Fed Chair Powell. We have the Bank of England decision today, a central bank where dissent is a lot more common. The actual decision on rates was made yesterday. It's simply announced today. And it's not likely that a committee of economists with strongly held personal beliefs will be swayed by either the US rate cut or the subsequent press conference. The expectation is that there will be unchanged interest rates today, but that more rate cuts will come in the future, with a further cut before the end of the year. The calendar is otherwise pretty quiet. There are a number of ECB speakers, but these tend to fade into the background as far as financial markets are concerned. The US fully Fed business sentiment poll will be distorted by the extreme political polarization of the states. The US initial jobless claims and continuing claims data, which are objective and factual measures not influenced by political opinions, will be of some interest in the context of the overall health of the US labor market. Initial claims and continuing claims do not record the whole state of the labor market, but the part that they do report on, they report on accurately. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.